Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Spring of hope, it was the winter of despair. Well, perhaps you recognize the opening paragraph from A Tale of Two Cities by the immortal Charles Dickens. He was providing analysis for the disruptive state of affairs in 18th century England, as well as across the channel in France. If you know about the disruptive state of affairs in the 21st century marketplace today, perhaps you'll appreciate the allegorical reference of these phrases for small businesses almost 2.5 centuries later. Here they go. It was the best of times. The more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. That's the reason John Nesbitt wrote those 1982 words will always be a prophecy. Is because humans will always be analog beings. There's never been a time when the high-touch leverage of a small business has been more powerful against the high-tech of big competitors. It was the worst of times. Tech behemoths like Amazon and Google and Facebook are increasingly using digital leverage to create new customer experiences and expectations. This trend is deadly for those hidebound small businesses. Are you hidebound? It's deadly if you are, if you won't infuse your sublime high touch with incremental high tech to produce irresistible Main Street special sauce. It was the age of reason. Unlike the 20th century, today there are a few hidden rules or proprietary tools employed by big businesses that aren't available in some form to you and me, small business owners. Digital leverage and data are increasingly available in incremental and affordable forms, but you'll have to risk what you know for what you might learn. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. In the most transparent era of management fundamentals, the keys to sustain success are lower than low-hanging fruit. They're on the ground. And yet, innumerable small businesses are following Sears and Macy's into the realm of irrelevance rather than adapting to new customer expectations with high-touch intangibles, relevant 21st century practices, and affordable, many times they're free, new tools. It was the epic of belief. In many ways, the path to entrepreneurship has never been easier. A sweet byproduct of democratized digital leverage is a lower capital barrier to entry. Plus, the expansion of the universe of niches, and I mean niches of niches, is creating unprecedented small business opportunity. It was the epoch of incredulity. It's still easy to start a new business, but it's never been more challenging to sustain one. That's one of my laws. It's easy to start a business. It's not easy to operate one successfully. New and evolving customer expectations must be served with fresh data and effort every day. It's got to be fresh, folks. This is what customers are expecting from you. And competitive disruptions are emanating from improbable market sectors. It was the season of light. The illumination and availability of customer data for small firms is unprecedented. Extensive information about business prospects is opening doors to the now elusive face-to-face appointment. And response behavior of retail prospects is available to help you design and deliver a high-tech, high-touch marketing strategy. It was the season of light. But now it's the season of darkness. At the same time, qualifying a prospect into a suspect, I should say a suspect into a prospect, and then into a customer, has been disrupted by a more informed prospect base. They're smarter now, aren't they? They know more stuff. As the selling cycle lengthens for those who fail to recognize the shift, these smarter customers, diminishing gross profit will erode equity, it will burn your available credit, and then, well, you know. It was the spring of hope. It was one of the most amazing forces in the marketplace. It's the pathological optimism of American entrepreneurship. The most amazing forces. Against all odds, they navigate their dreams around the wreckage of their peers that were sunk by the reef of disruption. It was the winter of despair. I never thought I'd see conditions that would be so restrictive that entrepreneurial energy would be restricted to the degree that it has been. The past decade saw anti-business political policies, unprecedented demographic shifts and behaviors, distressed economic conditions, and restricted capital and disruptive pressures combine to set back entrepreneurship in America for the first time in generations. That's from some new research out by Kaufman. Folks, the human experience is pregnant with paradoxes, and no sector more so than the marketplace. Digital leverage is at once creating the paradox of exciting opportunities and unprecedented disruptions. You would be correct to point out that humans have lamented change for millennia, but this really is different. Not change itself, but the velocity, the compression of time between changes. Past changes have occurred at the velocity of analog, right? You know about that. The speed of sound, for example, 761 miles per hour. Today's changes are powered by digital at the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second. Are you adapting the new expectations with your high-touch, high-tech special sauce? Or are you disrupting, are you being disrupted on the way to, well, you know, that other thing? So folks, think about this. When we came up in the marketplace, most of us, the speed of sound, 761 feet per second, or miles per hour, I should say, 761 miles per hour, That was how basically the speed of the change in our lives. Today it's digital, and it's happening at 186,000 miles per second. That's how the compression of time between models is happening. That's why our paradoxes are becoming so dramatic. The difference between high tech and high touch. And how we're being disrupted by high touch. The advantage, though, my friends, is you and I are the keepers of high touch. The good news we have to continue to remember is human beings are still analog. Analog is another way of saying high touch. Humans are still going to want high touch. Nesbitt was right. The more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. You are the keepers of high touch. Don't ever lose that. That's your edge. That's how you compete against, not win the war, but compete against Amazon. I'm Jim Blackson.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.